Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everyone to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We're the podcast for women over 50 with professional organizer Christine Stone. And my name is Eden. I do this and I do that. A lot of it is on TV and on the radio and also right here on this podcast. And today, I'm going to make an excuse for all of my scrolling. I'm actually going to put purpose behind the mindless time that I spend scrolling through Instagram and TikTok and tell you some of these theories that I have been coming across and see what you think of them, okay?
I love it. I'm a scroller too, so I'm not going to judge you.
Okay, good. Because some of these, it's like, I don't even know why it would land on a page that's talking about this particular theory, but I think that some of them are really interesting. So I want to start out with one called the spotlight effect. Do you have any idea what that could be about, the spotlight effect as a
theory?
No,
I have no idea.
Okay, so the spotlight effect is about when we overestimate what other people are thinking about us versus how little they do think. Remember that old quote that said, if you knew how little someone thought about you, you wouldn't, or if you wouldn't worry what someone thought of you,
right,
if you knew how little they actually did.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
It's kind of like that. You have to think, when your picture, a spotlight is on somebody, and when you're standing in their light, they see you. But the minute you step out of that spotlight, you've disappeared to them. You're not on their mind.
Oh, I
you're
agree.
Not in their
yeah.
mentality.
Totally.
So all of those times that you've said, oh, did I say something stupid just then? Or they must think I'm just an idiot. Or I wonder what they thought of my outfit. The moment you're out of their spotlight, out of their circle, you're gone.
But don't you think you learned that as you got older?
Yes.
Like now I 100% know that no one thinks about anything once you're out of the picture. And even in the picture, they may pretend they're listening, but they really aren't. But you don't realize that when you're in your 20s and in your 30s, even in your early 40s, you think everybody can remember everything you talked about. Like, remember when you'd go out drinking and the next morning you'd be like, what did I say? What did I do? People don't, they're like, what? What do you mean? And you're like, well, you didn't remember. No, I don't remember. People don't invest that kind of energy and you don't really get it till you're older.
That's so correct. In fact, I remember emceeing an event at a big park we have here in our city where they were lighting a Christmas tree. And I flubbed one of the numbers. I think I said there was like 5,000 lights when there were 50,000 lights or something like that. And I'm kicking myself afterward. And then the woman who sang Silent Night said, oh my gosh, did you hear me go flat on this key? And I'm thinking, no, I was too busy worrying about the fact that I gave a wrong number.
Right.
So people are not thinking, how did you mess up? They're thinking about, how did I mess up? If they even are thinking about it at all.
Right. I don't think they're thinking about it at all.
I know. And that's something you have to learn. But if you can get ahead of that early on, share that with your daughter, share that with your niece or your grandchild. I mean, the spotlight effect is a real thing. You know, I ran into a million people in the past week. And if somebody said something that they are embarrassed about, I sure am not ruminating on it. I don't remember it.
Right. Exactly. And not only that, I do feel like as you get older, you're being polite. A lot of times you're like listening, but you're not retaining the information because I've always told you my brain's like a computer. It can only retain so much right now. And it has to be like really important, serious things. It can't be like someone thinking they said something strange or weird or they acted weird. That wouldn't even be something that I'd even remember.
Yeah. I have never had a conversation where somebody has said, you know, I ran into so-and-so and they were acting awkward.
Right.
That never happens unless there was a really important backstory.
I totally agree with that.
That's one of them. Okay. So another theory that I saw online was, this was a psychologist or a psychiatrist talking about an exercise he does with patients called the miracle question. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard of this. And I'm a scroller, so I'm a little shocked I haven't seen any of these.
You know, we all have our algorithms.
Well, that's true. That's true.
For some reason, this one found me. I don't know if I was...
And with me, they found, you know, crime shows. Anyway.
Exactly. It's not going to tell me how to dispose of a body the way it's going to tell you. It's going to tell me what to...
Right.
Yeah. So the miracle question is, the psychologist will ask the patient or the client to... pretend they went to bed last night, and in the night, a miracle happened and solved whatever the problem is that they came in for. So what is the first thing they're going to notice the next day? Now, I'm thinking, obviously, if they're there because they're trying to get over a grieving relative and the miracle was bring them back, I don't think you can get into all that.
Right.
I think it has to be something a little bit more plausible, maybe. I don't know, because I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I don't know. But I think it's so interesting to think, like, if I went to sleep tonight and something miraculous happened, what would be different tomorrow? Like, what would that miracle need to be? What would it look like?
Well, if I won the lottery, that would make a big difference.
A big difference.
A huge difference.
Okay, so let's take that as the example. Again, okay. We do not have any kind of license or education to back this up. But let's take that as an example. You won the lottery. So the first way you're going to notice, you didn't know it happened because it happened overnight.
Right. That's what I mean.
But the money's in your bank account. Let's say you already in your sleep, you went down there, they put the money in your bank account.
Wow.
I mean, what's going to change? Are you going to not stress about a bill? Are you going to, what are you going to do differently? And can you emulate that?
There's a lot of things I would do a little bit differently. Yeah. And I don't think it's because life is all about money. I don't. It's just, here's the thing I've learned through life. Life just makes money just makes life easier. It doesn't mean you're not going to have problems or people aren't going to get sick or they're not going to die. It just makes your life more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And I think it takes too much privilege to not think that way.
Right, right. Because in reality, and it's not about buying houses and cars and stuff. I think in my mind, at my age, it would be like, oh, healthcare. It wouldn't even be an issue because I could pay for everything out of pocket. I wouldn't have to like do, and you know, and that's because my mindset right now is like looking at that. Or, oh, you know, maybe I could build, like, I've always wanted to do a family compound where your kids can live in their own house, but on your property, but each of them have their own houses, mm-hmm. but you're all on the same property. So I would do the compound thing. I mean, it wouldn't be about frivolous things, though, because I don't know. I don't think that would be anything I would think about. But that's the only thing I could think about that would change miraculously unless overnight you had an illness and they took the illness away. That'd be a whole different story.
Sure. Well, I can see where in counseling sessions, this could be a helpful conversation starter. But I also like the idea, like, even apart from that, what you just said about winning the lottery, if you're ever at a happy hour or whatever, that would be a fun icebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
For sure.
These are great icebreakers. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure. And the next time we have a therapist on, we'll have to ask exactly how that would be utilized, or we can go online and research it further. But I thought it was an interesting conversation starter, because really, if all your problems were to be solved, is there one thing that could solve them? And if not, what would you do differently if the problem that's plaguing you right now went away? I mean, For me, winning the lottery would definitely help, because I, even though I know I don't need their potatoes, continue to feel
right
when my kids are, like, my son's truck broke down and, you know, my daughter's lease is up. And,
right.
You know, to be able to know that it's just, there's a lot going on in the world that money's not a cure-all, but it would be helpful to make sure that some people were taken care of.
And life is just more comfortable. And you're like me, you're a giver. So, you know, if you had extra money, you would want to really help other people. Even if it was like, for me, I would want to, I always told my husband this, I would like to have a building. I volunteer at the homeless shelter. I always wanted like a wing of a building, you know, the stone building annex or whatever, you know, helping other people, I think mm-hmm. makes you feel good about yourself, especially when you're older, because you're not going to live much long. You know, you need to do something with the money, because mm-hmm. it's not all going to be, you know, you can't spend it all in your lifetime. So
I came across something else that was very interesting scrolling. Hadn't thought of it until you just said that, but it was somebody who said, what would you do if you were given X amount of money, and it was like $1 billion.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to give any to charity. Why? Not allowed. Not allowed. You can't.
Why?
So this person said what they would do is they would get a job and donate all of their everything they earned, because they would no longer need to work to support themselves, so that they would get a job and every single thing they earned, they would give to charity. So it's not nearly, you know, but what? How much can you possibly earn? But
right. I was going to say. Just like,
there's all this stuff that'll keep you.
I agree. Okay.
But June is Men's Health Month, and it's time to talk about what really matters. Mental health isn't weakness, it's strength. But too many men are told to tough it out, push it down, and stay silent. That ends now. 1 in 4 adults, including men, experience a mental health condition. And Hearts for Minds is here to break the stigma. Whether it's you, your brother, your dad, or your friend, mental health deserves attention. Visit heartsforminds.org to access resources, connect with care, and start the conversation that could change everything. You don't have to do this alone. Visit heartsforminds.org. The other thing that I came across that I loved this one, Adult Girl Scouts. And the woman that posted it, and we will definitely share her information in our show notes. The woman that posted the original reel talking about if there were Adult Girl Scouts, what would some of the badges be? She just did a follow-up saying she's starting it, and it's called Joy Scouts.
Okay.
And she is going to be mailing people actual badges. But we asked you on our Ladies Only Facebook group, what do you think some of the badges should be? Cheryl says, survived perimenopause, survived menopause, and she wants a badge for both of those.
I agree. I totally agree.
How to take all your meds correctly. Correctly getting all of your medicine straight.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. She wants, Pam, that was from Janine. Pam would like a badge that is for gardening, another one for shopping, one for reading, one for animal rescue, and one for cocktails around the fire pit.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Joni wants one for decades of friendship and support. To support you for sticking by a friend.
Yeah.
I think that's lovely. Leanne would like one for being single after 50. She thinks
that's good. That's a good one.
Let's see. Sherry says navigating websites.
Everybody should get a badge for that if you're over 50.
Uh-huh. Lisa says project management for planning weddings, family gatherings, holidays, and fundraisers. Yeah, I think every Christmas that you host,
you should get a badge.
And when you are the guest, like you just were recently last Christmas, you should get a badge.
Yep.
And then there should be one for sure for planning weddings. You planned a wedding. You should have a badge.
You should get a badge. I think my sash would be loaded because I would love to have I could go on for being, you know, the grandma, for being, you know, the mom who stayed up all night when your kids were sick. Like you should get a badge for all these things, you know, for, I don't know.
For getting your mammogram. Every time you go get
your mammogram.
Yeah. Let's see. Cheryl also said planning a meal and cooking it for the family over and over and over again. Christine says she went to an adult camp. That's so fun. She went to one of these adult camps and got
badges. I would love that. It's funny that you said that because there was something online where they have opened up a pom-pom camp, or not camp classes where they give you pom-poms and you dance and to all. Uh-huh. So I sent it to my daughter. I said, oh my God, I would love to do that class. And of course she wrote back, I wouldn't do the class, but I'd be there to videotape the whole thing. I love all these things that they're coming up with that are things that you did when you were young, but now it's you're doing them when you're older. Can you see me and you with like silver pom-poms, like doing like dance routines?
Absolutely.
It would be so fun.
I would totally do it. I would totally do it.
Me and, too.
And did you see the documentary on, what is the Villages? The Villages is a retirement community right down the road from us in Central Florida. And did you see this documentary?
No, I didn't see that. Okay. Although well, I know all, there's some crazy stuff going on down there.
Crazy stuff. So evidently this retirement community has their own STD. That's a strain that just lives within their community. But this documentary showed them having like, they have all these different clubs. They have the group that'll do like the drums on the ball, the big blow up ball, and they hit it with like drumsticks. And then there are dance groups. There's Jimmy Buffett groups. There are all these different clubs and dances.
Oh my God.
And then they showed there were a couple of guys, what they call, on one of the dating apps that I was scrolling through, the one about, are we dating the same guy apps?
Which oh, right. Read,
they call them, it's called a hobosexual. A hobosexual is a guy, he just wants to live with you and stay on your couch. He's not really interested in you. He's a hobo. He's a hobosexual. And so there was a guy that they showed and he was like just hanging out by the pool. He's homeless, but he would like ensnare all of these women in the Villages into these love affairs so that he could stay at their place.
Okay. I think you would need a badge for that.
Yeah, exactly. You would need a badge if you survived that.
Yeah.
For sure. So anyway, so those are just a couple of the fun theories that I saw. There are some really funny things that are happening over on our Facebook page, I have to say. If you're not a part of it, I think you should get over there and become a part of it, because we're not the ones doing all the posting. You guys are doing the posting.
Right.
And it's pretty funny.
It's so great. I love all the suggestions and ideas.
Well, there was one actually. Let me see who. Pamela, I think it was. Yes, she wanted a decluttering badge.
Oh, Pamela. I love that. I agree.
So as long as we're talking about the decluttering badge, we always try to share some organizing information. If the entire episode isn't about it, we like to give you a little nugget at the end. So what do you have for us today?
Today we're going to, because we're spring cleaning, at least I have been on a major spring cleaning, we're going to talk about spring cleaning and getting all your cleaning supplies organized and how you kind of do that. So my favorite things to do, so I'm just going to share what I do, is number one, I keep all my items in the laundry room. But if you don't have a laundry room, because a lot of people don't, then you just find shelves, cabinets, but it has to all be in the same area. And grabbing a caddy, they're very inexpensive. Keeping your everyday cleaning supplies, like stuff you clean the toilet with, the mirrors, anything you clean the shower with, things that are all the time. That way you're just having to grab one caddy. And it's easy to store away. And then when you run out of something, you can just refill it. So that's my number one thing. Then how to keep it organized. Go through every single cleaning product. This is such a great spring cleaning time to do it too. And if something's really old and the can's rusted or the top's rusted, get rid of it. If it only has like one little bit left, get rid of it. And really go through and pare down all of your cleaning supplies. Because one thing I see a lot when I go into people's houses, they have so many cleaning supplies. And when we go through, honestly, they get rid of half of them. They're like, I don't even know why I have this. I don't ever use this. I don't even know what this is for to clean. So really going through and getting rid of those old things. Then once you decide what you're keeping, that's when the cabinet, the closet in your laundry room, wherever you have to keep all your cleaning, even if it's a shelf in the garage, is you want to keep like items together. This will save time and it'll save money. So all in a container, labeled floor, like keeping all your floor products together, all your vacuum accessories together, all your rags together, anything that's of a like item, keeping it together and labeling it, it promise you will prevent overbuying, because if you can see everything you own, you're not going to buy more. And the last thing, and this is something I do, is I have backstock, but of only my favorite things that I repurchase all the time. And I keep them organized in bins so that instead of buying things at the grocery store, I shop there first. So whether it's Dawn Power Wash or anything for the dishwasher, anything that I use that I love that I cannot live without, I keep just a few. Now, that doesn't mean I go to Costco and get 20 of them, because I don't. We're empty nesters. But you always want to keep your back stock organized as well, so you're not buying more of what you already have.
So you are allowed to take advantage of a BOGO. You just have to have a plan.
You have to have a plan. Nice. So like I bought dishwashing rinse the other day because it was a BOGO. And it's my dishwashing rinse that I use all the time. But I only had one left, which was under the kitchen sink. So when I did the BOGO, that went in my back stock. Now, I would have never bought four of them because, I mean, it's dishwasher rinse. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, you can definitely have back stock. Now, that means like when I say favorites, it's the ones you buy on repeat. I would not have a bunch of back stock of items you just want to try.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean?
That doesn't make sense, right?
No.
Of course.
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, even your cleaning supplies need a clean up every now and again. And I get it, because what is it? CLR? Is that the name of this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day I could have sworn I had some, and then I almost went and bought it because I couldn't find it right away, but then I found it. So I didn't buy it. Now that stuff is not cheap.
No.
And so I'm glad that I was able to find it. It's not that everything was scattered. I just had to move a few things around. But that goes
well. That's
to
why Lazy Susans are
Lazy
also
Susans,
great
yes.
in cabinets, because I have them in my laundry room cabinet. That way you can just spin it and see. And you can keep cleaning Lazy Susans. So you can grab a sponge, like you said, anything to clean. You can use Lazy Susans for your cleaning supplies as well.
Okay. Well, good. So we learned today a lot. We learned about adult Girl Scout badges. We learned about cleaning supplies being organized. We learned about the miracle theory, the spotlight theory. And that's where I think I'll use the way we started the show to end the show today, by saying, remember, you know, when you're thinking that somebody is marinating on something you said to them 2 days ago,
right,
you can let that go.
And don't look back.